Hello, where you've joined in a conversation on COVID-19. I'm Sneha Mordani. Today was an interesting day for the Indian Council of Medical Research. The day began with the ICMR giving out the news of the use of rapid antigen detection tests for COVID-19. The ICMR said that though the real-time RT-PCR is the gold standard frontline test for diagnostics of COVID-19, various open and closed RT-PCR platforms are currently being used for COVID-19 diagnosis in India. These platforms require specialized lab facilities in terms of equipment, biosafety and biosecurity. The minimum time taken for these tests is between 2 to 5 hours, including the time taken for sample transportation. In view of the time taken for these tests, there was a need for reliable point-of-care rapid antigen detection tests with good sensitivity is what the ICMR said. Antigen testing is another testing kit from the RT-PCR and antibody. It gives results in 30 minutes. Once tested positive, the patient is going to be considered a positive patient of COVID-19 with no retesting required. However, if considered negative, a repeat of an RT-PCR test is going to be done. The good thing about this test is that it can be performed in the field, and the best thing is that it gives results in 30 minutes. The ICMR is also talking about the fact that the total number of labs in the country has gone up to 901, with 653 government labs and the number of private labs going up to 248. The total number of samples so far is 57,74,133. The ICMR today was also on the defensive because of a report that appeared in a section of the media about a study that has been funded by the ICMR suggesting that there could be a peak in COVID-19 sometime in November. The researchers warned of shortage in ICU beds and ventilators. The peak stage has been delayed by the 8-week lockdown with strengthened public health measures, and it may now arrive around mid-November is what the study suggested. The study was conducted by researchers from an operations research group constituted by the ICMR, and it said that the lockdown had shifted the peak by an estimated 34 days to 76 days and helped bring down the number of infections by between 69% and 97%. However, the Indian Council of Medical Research was quick to distance itself from the study. Queries to the ICMR about why it is distancing itself from the study, given the fact that the scientists and the researchers were from the operations research group that was actually constituted by the ICMR and the research was also funded by the ICMR, were queries that went unanswered. This raises questions on why is the ICMR then not coming out in the open? This also raises questions about why is the ICMR so cagey about talking about a peak in infection when they have research available with them. Talking about being cagey, the ICMR is not sharing data of the number of people until today who are patients of influenza-like illness and severe acute respiratory infection patients who are being tested for COVID-19. Data accessed by us shows that every third patient who is diagnosed with influenza-like illness is being tested positive for COVID-19 in Maharashtra and Delhi. This is happening in containment zones. It shows that the spread of the infection is extremely widespread. Maharashtra, Delhi and Gujarat are the top three states where most ILI and SARI patients have tested positive. The ICMR had shared data to this effect in the past in its journal. It has not shared the data as of now. This also hints at community transmission, at least in some pockets of the country. But the ICMR is on record to say there is no community transmission. Reliance on science and data is extremely important at a time when the country is dealing with a pandemic. The questions that remain unanswered on the part of the government should be answered by them. The ICMR should come out in the open about patients being tested positive for COVID-19 among the ILI and SARI population. Also, which are the pockets that are showing some signs of community transmission and what are the findings of the district-wise survey as far as sero survey is concerned? What do the results really indicate? These are details that the ICMR and the government must share with the country. On that note, I'd like to tell everybody that this is the time to be extremely cautious, to be safe, and to continue to be alert about your own symptoms and about the symptoms of your family members. Let's all continue to be very, very cautious about social distancing measures, and in spite of opening up, let's not behave like the pandemic has gone away. Thank you for joining in. Bye-bye.